During the current election cycle, there has been a lot of discussion about protecting and creating manufacturing jobs in America. Several candidates have railed against trade deals. One has proposed a 45% tariff on Chinese exports to the U.S. But as pointed out in a recent New York Times article, trying to fence off America from competition is unlikely to translate into large numbers of manufacturing jobs. The reason? Automation. The nation's agriculture sector provides a good example of the power of mechanization. Over the course of the 20th century, farm employment fell to 2% of the nation's workforce from 41%, this even as output soared. Since 1950, manufacturing's share of non-farm jobs has shrunk to less than 9% from 24% and is still falling. While it is true that competition from China and Mexico have had an impact, the shrinking of manufacturing employment is a global phenomenon. In India, factory employment has already peaked due largely to automation. This is happening across the emerging world, where labor is quickly being replaced by capital despite the prevalence of much lower wages. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.